Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Well, hello, 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 Psychic Funhousers. Welcome to another episode of the Psychic Funhouse. This is Michael Espinoza, one of the co-hosts here at the Psychic Funhouse. Psychic to the stars, yes. And I am joined with my lovely co-host, the wonderful, amazing herbalist, Laurence Bish. Mm-hmm. Hello, Laurence.
Welcome, Mr. Psychic to the Stars. Welcome, welcome. How are you?
Welcome. I'm good. How are you?
I'm real good. Thanks for asking. Yeah.
Good. How was your week?
We had a lovely sunny day for the most part today, so that was nice. Got some vitamin D. Week has been busy, productive, got a lot done.
Yeah.
And yeah. I found the speed bag at my gym, so I've been practicing my boxing skills. So I'm ready anytime for the rematch whenever you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Have you been practicing your kickboxing skills with your dog as your coach? It was a long silence. There.
I'm not sure what you meant by that, but yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you and I were going to have a boxing match for a charity to raise funds for the Psychic Funhouse to repair its roof.
That's funny.
I already sold tickets, man. You can't back out now. Come on.
Oh, you are too much.
You just keep laughing and laughing. Well, okay. That's fine. And how was your week? Did you have a fun week?
Yeah, I had a good week. I'm getting ready, putting my stuff in order, getting ready for the tax man.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be knocking on my door soon.
Yeah.
Yep.
No kidding.
So, yep. I'm being proactive this year, so I don't have that on my shoulders. Yeah.
It must be the cat hands.
Exactly. And and actually also I've been really blessed taking a course, a mediumship. Well, it's more of like psychic detective work. It's a mentorship with a teacher in the UK. And
is it Sherlock Holmes?
Oh my God, you were
I'm psychic.
Supposed to let me tell everybody that, and you are psychic. Yes,
wow.
It's Sherlock Holmes. Yeah,
my goodness.
So,
I'm impressed, Michael.
Yeah, right. So I'm excited about that, to do some psychic detective work. So, so I just signed up, and I'm going to go back and watch the first class. I missed it. It was on Monday, so I'm going to watch the video for that and, get going. So I'm excited for that. I'm always looking to improve my skills. So it's fun.
You are.
And it's nice to meet new people.
It is. You're a good people person.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about your week? How was your week?
What else did I do? Well, I got my car tuned up and visited some friends of mine down south, Eugene. And an herbalist colleague has invited me to work on a book with her, contribute some information. So I'm excited about that.
Very good.
Oh, speaking of, can I make an announcement?
Yeah.
Is this the place to do that? Yeah.
Oh.
Programming.
Yes.
Oh, I know. Are you going to do a Sunday brunch show again for the Adoring Masses, do you think?
I'm talking with programming right now. Yes.
Okay.
I think we're going to have something. Yes, but go ahead.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's becoming quite a regular thing for the Sunday brunch that to tune in to Michael and get some good downloads. So I hope you continue with that.
Thank you.
What's
your announcement, sir?
Yes, my announcement. Thank you. I'm so glad you kept me on track there. Monday, as in this coming Monday, what is that, the 24th?
Mm-hmm.
I will be kicking off my inaugural podcast, which is stepchild of the amazing Psychic Funhouse family of podcasts on herbalism. And I've called the show Birch on Herbs because my name is Birch. I'm going to talk about herbs.
Mm-hmm.
Very original.
Wow.
I know. And you'll never guess what we're going
to
talk about.
What are you going to talk about?
Yes, you're a psychic.
Trees.
Wow. That was a good guess. I should talk about trees, but no, we're going to talk about COVID-19 and long COVID and herbal treatments for long COVID.
Wow. That's actually really
good.
Great subject.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're starting to do trials with some different herbal regimens to help people recover who are dealing with, after effects from having contracted COVID-19, which is, what they're calling long COVID. Prosaically. So I'm excited. I'm going to take some calls.
So,
Go ahead.
What time will that be?
Very easy. It's 6 o'clock, like this show. So, same bad time. Just a different day. Yeah.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So, Monday the 24th, 6 p.m.
Correctamundo.
Mm-hmm. See, this is just going to be about herbs. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes. And I'm not going to diagnose. Yes. I'm not diagnosing people or treating, whatever the green thing is that got growing on the body part. We're just going to talk about some studies that are being done, maybe dispel some myths that people might have about vaccines and COVID-19, just get some good factual information. And I will say this is an adult show. I know we do a family-oriented show here on Psychic Funhouse, but you didn't know that? Didn't programming tell you? You didn't get the memo? Oh, okay. Well, now you know. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
I made a note of that.
Glad.
This is a family show. Thank you.
It's a family. Yeah. Family is spelled FAMBLY. So family. Family show.
Okay.
But my show is not for young ears because I specifically marked it in the adult category. And that's so I can talk freely without reservation about adult subjects and, not have to worry about burning, a young teen or adolescent's ears off because adults can handle that, explicit language. So So you're going to see a different side of me on the Birch on Herbs program is what I'm trying to say.
Wow.
The
after hours, Birch?
Well, I guess it's still evening, so I can't quite say after hours, but I'm definitely going to be, just really frank about some things. And since I'm not going to do readings for people, I'm just going to discuss what I think is really beneficial information that some people may not know about from my clinical herbalist perspective. I'll throw some other stuff in there too. I want to make sure people are prepared for the show so that when they, join in or they want to ask some questions or add some information, they know what they're getting themselves in for. So,
that's it. All right.
Yeah. It should be fun.
Like a great show, Lawrence.
Yeah. Fast moving, chock full of good information and references. And hopefully we'll get to talk about some really valuable things together. So there you go.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you heard it here, folks. Mr. Birch, his show on Monday, the 24th, 6 p.m. So be sure to tune in. He's going to have an adult show on COVID and long COVID. What to do with herbs.
Right.
So this sore that I had for a long time, can I ask you how to treat that?
Michael, we talked about that in the green room. You weren't going to bring that up in public again. You know what happened last time. We got arrested. So, no, I'm not. This is a family show. God.
I'm sorry. Well, I didn't say what it – okay. Moving on. Sorry. And
that was funny.
So what did – has the program said anything about next week's show?
Let's see. Well, so next week's show is the last January show. We've got a few things in development. We have some guests coming up in February, which I'm really excited about. I know you've got somebody, and I've got returning champion Gretchen, who's going to throw the bones for our Valentine's Day show on the 11th.
Great.
Next week, I'll have to get back to you on that because programming gave me about two or three different ideas, and I'm not sure which one is rising to the forefront yet, but we'll see what happens. So I guess it's going to be a mystery. Just have to find out. Oh, and I will say, if you want to get the skinny ahead of the general public, this is just for our lovely listeners, follow us. You can subscribe to the show either right here on Blog Talk or on any of your favorite platforms that you love to listen to podcasts already, like Spotify, Amazon, Apple, all the names. We're everywhere. So find us and like us and subscribe us and never miss a show. And check out our archives. Michael has been pumping them out on the Sunday brunch scene, and we've got some really great shows. So you can take us with us wherever you go and never miss hanging out with your amazing psychic to the star, Michael, and your sidekick to the star, me, the humble one.
Yeah. The Birch.
Los Bircha.
So while we're talking about programming, just to let everybody know, on Friday, February 4th, we have a person coming on the show, a special guest. Her name is Leora Leon. She's she does Reiki. She does crystal healing. And she's going to talk about past life regressions as well. So she studied under, Brian Weiss. And so I am super excited to have her on the show. And it's going to be interesting. So That's Friday, February 4th, 6 p.m. Pacific time, Leora Leon.
Nice.
So tune in.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Very good.
So we're going to bring in the guides, and we're going
to do that. And do we need to do the? Do you want to give the disclaimer at the beginning of the show so people know that this is an entertainment and educational program only? Should we do that now?
Well, they heard it.
You
heard it from the birch.
But you've got a better thing that you're saying. Or was that enough? Did that satisfy
legal? I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Perfect.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Okay.
Legal's happy.
Right.
I got the nod.
Oh.
All right.
They're listening again?
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I'm going to get paranoid.
They always listen.
Well, you know, they should take a break. Gosh. Our show, not theirs. How dare they?
To a certain extent. All right, sir. Here we go. You ready?
Let's do it, brother.
You strapped in?
I am strapless, but I'm in.
In. Here we go. All right. Remember, give us your name or where you're calling from and give us a question. So the first caller is area code 630. Hello, 630. What's your name and where you're calling from?
It's Dion.
Is this Dion?
Yes.
Dion Warwick calling us again? Are you going to sing on the show? Awesome.
My mom did name me after her.
That's what she said,
God.
I wanted to hear your rendition.
Dionne Warwick.
I know. That's what we say every time. We want to hear your rendition of Do You Know the Way to San Jose? You ready?
No, that's what friends are for.
Oh, that's the one. That's your call.
Hey, she had her own psychic hotline. Remember Dion and Friends?
Exactly.
I work for the competitor, Miss Cleo. So yeah, I know.
Did you really?
I did for 8 months, and then I got arrested.
Oh my God,
that's a different story. Yeah.
Did you not get paid like a lot of other people?
Nope, they paid me. They definitely paid me. But they charged
you
a little extra than the old people. Yeah, I told you that, Michael. You knew that about me, my sordid past.
No.
Yeah.
No. Anyway,
I like you,
Cleo. Tell me all about that.
Well, maybe we'll have to have a show about our deepest, darkest history and, reveal all.
Mm-hmm.
But Dion's on. I don't want to scare her off, so you should say something nice to her.
Well, it's like, now that I know that you worked for Miss Cleo, it's like, wow, you worked for the stars too.
Well, Michael's the original.
He worked for different stars.
I'm the runner-up. Yes, I'm the runner-up. I'm the runner-up.
He worked for the dark stars, let's just say that.
Ooh. Wow.
There's no dark stars.
There's some jealousy coming up here, I think, folks. I'm really sad about this. It's going
to
happen eventually.
I'm not used to him running the show. Normally, you're the one that runs the show, Lawrence.
Right, exactly. Thank you for saying that. Did you hear that, Michael? Right?
I heard it. Yes, I heard it.
Yeah,
thank you.
Know your place.
So what's your question, Dion?
Okay, so here's what's going on. So I started going out socializing, just because I'm like, I'm up here in Newtown, and I just basically know people from the health club or whatever. So, I found out that there's a guy there that likes me, and I'm like, okay, that's exciting, but I feel like I don't feel good about myself because my business is off, and it's like, but should I take a chance? I mean,
when you say your business is off, what do you mean your business is off? I thought your business is doing well. What happened?
No, it's been slow. I mean, I've been working on it, and that part's good. But as far as, like, the finances, no, the finances are slow.
Uh-oh. Hmm. So are you afraid when you go on a date with him that you won't be able to cover the tab and you'll get embarrassed or what? Do women do that now? Do they pay for dates?
No, I don't. No, I would never pay for a guy.
What?
No way.
What are you talking about? I thought you were a feminist.
No.
I thought you were a feminist.
No,
oh
I think
God.
If a guy asks you out on a date, he should treat you.
Oh, is that how it works? I guess that's why I don't ever go on second dates. Okay. Okay.
Realistically, jump in,
Michael. Hurry up. I'm blabbing.
Yeah. So Dion, the thing that I got from the guides for you is you need to go on a date. You should. It's kind of like don't wait for your business to come up until you can start going out with people, right? It's like, this is kind of view it as practice right now. Just go out, see who he is, see what he's about. And, you know, you might make a friend or, you know, this could go even further and you could become romantically involved with him. But for right now, it's like, don't wait for everything, all the stars to align before you make a move or you do something. Because this will help you make you feel better about yourself. So don't wait for other things before you put yourself out there. Okay? Go out. I mean, have a cup of coffee. That's it. That's all you have to do. Right? The first date, maybe. And just see where it goes from there. Yeah? Because he might find you very intriguing and say some really nice things about you and make you feel good about yourself to help you raise your vibration. I think we do, a lot of us do that. We wait, you know, to be in this place where we're perfect and no, everything has to be in order. And don't wait for that. Okay? Go out.
Yeah, you are
have
right
fun.
With that. Like, I should enjoy the life that I manifested. I mean, I did make it up here, you know, and I don't know why I measure my success with the amount of money I have in the bank. It's so weird.
Yeah. So
you know?
Go out. So next week, call us back and let us know how it went.
Okay.
We want all the juicy details.
Yeah.
Do I have any more stuff?
Lawrence, do you see my business picking up?
Yeah, I really like what Michael said. I can't top that. Your business, I think, you know, the thing about your business is, I think, here's what I think. I think you would benefit from treating it more like, you know, you have such a great social presence. That's why Michael and I love talking to you so much, because every time you come on the show, it's like somebody just brought us a bouquet of sunflowers. And I think, you know, you've already been networking more and doing the social media stuff. I think what would help you the most is to, you know, I don't know if cold calling is the right word to do it, but, you know, you just need to, you need to let people know that you're associated with this business more. Your personality needs to become associated with it, who you are as a person, your story. So I don't know. So I'm going to ask you, that on any of your online presence, do you talk about how you came to, you know, be associated with this, with the business and to start it? Is your personal history a part of the story of your business anywhere publicly where people can find that?
Yeah, I put it on YouTube and on my website. But, I mean, I just did that maybe like a week ago.
Okay. And so if I went to your website or found your YouTube channel, there would be a video of you saying, hey, you know, I'm a woman. I own this business, and this is how I got started, and that kind of thing. Is that a place,
yes,
something I could find? Oh, great.
Yep.
All right. Well, then the next thing is to promote that. And I'm not sure about how YouTube does it. I know you can pay on Facebook to have a little bit of promotion done, but the word, you know, needs to get out. So do you know anybody else who's a woman that owns a similar business to yours? It's windows, right? You're a window person, right? You're still doing windows?
Yeah, just my sisters, but I'm estranged from my family. Yeah, you guys know that, don't you?
No. Do we know that, Michael? I don't remember that.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes,
I wrote a whole book about
it. I did. She told me.
Oh, she told you. Oh, I see how it goes. Sure.
I wrote a book about it. It's called Shattered Windows on Amazon.
Did you really?
Yeah,
you're
it's
kidding.
Under the name Stella Rose. No, I wrote a whole book about it.
Michael knew this? Did I get dropped on my head? How did I miss this? Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I got robbed by my family.
Oh, my God. No, I do remember now, like way back when. You've been on with us for a while, so I do remember now. That's bringing a memory. Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah, I just do what I can to move past it.
Yeah. Okay,
so
well, do you know anybody else? Do you know anybody else who is a woman-owned business like that?
Nope.
Well, then you got to find them, because that's your network. So wherever you are, there are undoubtedly many women who are just like you. They have a business that they run and own, and they're already networks. So you need to become a part of, you know, the women in your area that are business owners, because they're going to send you business, and you're going to help them.
Okay.
So make that happen. That's your agenda for next month. So find as many women who own their business that you want to connect with, that you like, or there's something about their business or them that you really resonate with, and start networking with them and make them part of your team, and you get on their team.
Okay. Thank you so much, you guys.
Okay.
I really appreciate it.
We appreciate you.
We appreciate you,
right,
Dion. Thanks for calling.
Yep. Have a good show. I'm going to listen to the rest of it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Love hearing them.
Yep. All right. Really quick, Dion, if you're still listening, we put her back on hold there to listen. Mm-hmm. And just so you know, when you were talking about the video, that's what Spirit had showed me. Some videos, so they're confirming that is a good thing for you. So you're really good on video, people seeing you, you talking to people, so it's a good thing. So continue to create more videos and put them on your website. All right, so are you ready for another one?
It's rock and roll,
caller,
baby.
All right, here we go. Area code 352. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello, 352.
Hello, this is Joanna in Florida.
Hi, Joanna, Florida.
Joanna in Florida.
Actually, rainy Florida.
Okay. Well, that's all right. It's still Florida.
Yeah. True. I wondered, my ex and I broke up 4 months ago. And he blocked me on all social media, but he's been posting photographs of, like, times of our past. But what worried me was today he posted a Grim Reaper. So I'm kind of a little bit worried about him and don't know if he's going to try and reach out to me.
Hey, what? Grim Reaper? Okay, I know what that is. What does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know what that means. The you know the little chat heads that you put pictures on? He was posting, like, places that we went to, hearts, all these things. And I'm like, I wonder if he's, you know, trying to reach out to me. And then today he posted a Grim Reaper as his chat head, so I'm like kind of worried about him.
Oh, okay. Did you have a question, yeah, Michael? I jumped in.
No, not yet. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, whose idea was it to break up in the first place? Yours or his, or was it mutual?
It was incidents that happened over time. I would say that it was on both our parts what happened.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what's his name, if you don't mind my asking? Can you share that or no?
Cody.
Cody? Okay. Do you still love Cody?
Yes.
Okay. So let's talk about that for just a second. So you love him enough to consider working through whatever it was that was a conflict and get back together with him in a relationship or no?
Yes.
Okay. Is that what you want to do?
If he's doing what he needs to do to help himself, which is what he wasn't doing during our relationship.
Okay, so that's the condition.
Yeah.
Is that the only condition? Does he have to, like, propose to you or show up with, you know, a limo
no,
and take you out on?
No.
Okay.
No, no.
Okay.
No, the only
okay.
thing that I ever wanted him to do was, yeah, maintain, you know, helping himself and getting help for himself. Yes.
Okay. All right. Does he know that that's the condition for him to come back in your life in that way or no?
No, because we haven't spoken since then.
Okay. Do you want to be the one to bring that up?
Yes.
Then do it.
Okay.
And just, you know, see what happens. But if this is very important to you, that he start taking care of himself and doesn't hand that burden off to you or whatever's been happening,
yeah.
And make sure that, well, and make sure that he has a way to be held accountable for the change that he's going to do if he agrees to it that doesn't involve you.
Okay.
In other words, you're not the gatekeeper,
exactly.
You're not his mother,
right.
You know, none of that shit, right? And
exactly.
Then he has to stick with the program. And if he fucks up, then the deal's off. Make sure those are the clear terms.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I agree.
Mr. Espinoza, do you have anything for our fine Florida guest?
Joanna, I'm getting that it's kind of like it would be best for you right now just to kind of think of your relationship on pause and to keep your distance here and to allow him to take the initiative to, you know, do the work that he needs to do. I'm feeling that he's resistant to it, and it's almost kind of pouty. I'm feeling a little pouty.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
Being a little bit
right.
of a baby, and a little bit of a baby, and, you know, poor me. And that doesn't fix it. That's not a way to move forward and to resolve matters. And so they're saying it's kind of like you just have to, when you see that, it's like, okay, I'm stepping back. I'm not going to fix this, and I'm not going to put up with this, and allow him to fix it. And
I agree.
Yeah, because they're showing me you've been doing things for him for a while here in the relationship, and they're saying it's time for you to stop doing that. Stop fixing
it. You're right.
And you can't do it anymore. He's got to do it. Because if you don't, this is the way the relationship's going to be. And after a while, you will finally get to a point where you'll be like, okay, I'm done. And then it will end not in a good way, right, where you won't like him as much.
Yeah.
You know, you'll just be so you're pissed off and fed up. You're like, yeah, I'm done. I don't want anything to do with you anymore. So, like, before that happened, this is what's expected of you. This is what I'm expecting from you. Take care of it. You're an adult.
Yes.
That's what I'm getting.
Wonderful. Right. Thank you so much, both of you, and bless you so much.
You too, Joanne.
Thank you. Good luck. Let us know how it goes.
Enjoy.
I sure will. Oh, thank you.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You ready, sir?
Yes, sir. Let's knock them up, set them down, or whatever that's called.
All right. Step forward. Area code 727. Come forward. Hello, 727.
I'm forward.
You bet.
Hi.
All right.
Kate.
What's your name?
Kate.
Yes.
I am.
And you're calling from?
Florida.
What?
Another Floridian. Hello?
That's illegal.
Another Floridian.
Floridian, yes.
Yeah. How
is it raining where you are, too?
No, not right now.
Okay. All right.
Nice.
What's your question, fellow Floridian?
Are you in Florida also?
No, but the last caller was, so we're on a run. Maybe the third one will be too. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in Florida in my mind. Does that count?
Always.
See, there you go. Kate's sharp. You like Kate. Kate is sharp. What can we do for you?
Thanks.
Our friend Kate. Yeah.
I spent 3 weeks with my daughter over the holidays.
Mm.
And there has been emotional distance since then. Other than giving her space, is there anything more I can do to support her?
What's your daughter's name?
Elizabeth, spelled with an S.
Ooh. Okay. Elizabeth. Yeah. Michael, do you want to jump in first, or?
Go ahead. Go for
it,
sir.
Okay. So, you had a good time with her during the holiday visit, or was there conflict that came up between you?
There was conflict early on in that I did some physical cleaning, which really threw her into a tailspin.
So what do you mean by physical cleaning? Did you get rid of some of her things or something?
Nope. Never would
do
that.
Okay, what did
you
do?
Clean the bathroom.
Oh, my God. You went to her house and cleaned the bathroom or apartment? Did you get permission to do that?
I did. Yes and no. I did tell her that it was a grill in the shower, and I spent 2 hours on it.
Oh, my goodness. So where was the yes and where was the no in getting permission? I don't quite follow that one.
Well, she pulled the grill up because it wasn't draining properly.
Okay.
And there was a device, a hook, that allows the grill to be removed.
Sure.
So I said, just get it out for me and I'll clean it up.
Okay.
So 2 hours later, I emerged.
Creature from the black. So I don't get why that was a conflict then. Was it because she thought it was going to be a quick problem solved, but it took longer and that was an issue, or?
I think like everything, it's complicated.
Oh, is everything complicated, though? Michael and I are pretty simple.
Well, you know, there's layers.
Oh.
So I don't know that complicated is the right word.
I see. So this wasn't just about this visit. It was about previous stuff. Is that what you're kind of saying?
You know, with mothers and daughters, and I am a huge... I connect with symbolism and metaphors and
Okay.
I think there was just a lot happening.
Does your daughter think that way too? Does she see the world in symbols and metaphor? Do you speak that same language?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, so I want to give you an opportunity. So if let's just, can we role play a little bit? So if I'm your daughter, what would you say to her right now about this issue that you would want her to hear and take into her heart?
That she invited me in. You invited me in to share space,
mm-hmm.
your space with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that space is very sacred and safe for you. And by my coming in and rearranging it in any way, it was invasive, and for that I apologize. And I put my priority of having the shower physically clean above your need for keeping your space familiar and the way you like it. And
how did it feel
that
is... Oh, you have more. Okay. I'm listening. Go ahead.
And when I'm sharing space with you, that is a higher priority than my satisfying that the shower was physically clean.
How did it feel to say that?
That satisfies me. I'm not sure that would, in terms of role playing, is there anything I can do that would clean up the mess I made?
Well, you know, like you said, daughters and mothers, you know, they have a very unique relationship, and it can be very challenging to broker that so that both sides feel heard and, like you said, safe, which is a really important word, and cared about 100% of the time. It's not going to happen. So I think it's okay to step on somebody's toes without, you know, meaning to cause harm, and then take responsibility for it. And then at that point, you know, you kind of done your work, and the ball is in the other person's court to either receive that and forgive you, or to turn that into something, you know, make a $1.50 out of 5 cents. But I would recommend, you know, well, here's what my spirits are suggesting while you're talking. And I think what you said was really lovely, Kate. I think that's, you know, that was you owning what happened and you saying, you know, you're sorry and you didn't want to cause any harm. I don't know if your daughter would receive it this way, but I think that would be a lovely sentiment to put in a card and just write it out and send it to her, you know, and let her receive that and have some time and space to think about it. And, you know, let her know that you're receptive to her communicating with you about it however she wants to, or, you know, being accepting of her not communicating about it. But, you know, you can only do so much for people in your life when they are kind of already predisposed to be set off by things. You know, you may have had some ups and downs with her and she with you. But as long as she knows that no matter what, you love her as unconditionally as possible, and that you're human, then I think you've done, you know, the best you can, and maybe next time you get together, don't clean anything, even if she says you can, because that sounds like a
no.
Let it go.
She's in a beautiful, however, very small flat.
Uh-huh.
And it does not support two adult women being in this, sharing the same space, especially for 3 weeks.
Yeah, that could get really cramped. Well, maybe you guys need to meet on a more neutral ground, like, I don't know, in a beach resort somewhere closer to you or something. I don't know, something else. Michael, do you have something for our good friend Kate about her daughter, or what's coming up for you in the spirit?
Yes, I do.
My friend. You do?
So, I do. So what I was getting here, Kate, like when you first came on and you were asking the question, one of the first things, the word that I heard was triggered. So it
mm-hmm.
felt like
Absolutely.
Your daughter was triggered
Spot
through
on.
This whole thing. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, after you were talking about it more with Lawrence here, I think the thing is just to not convolute it and let's drag this thing out and air it out and look at it. It's just apologize in a very simple way. Just say, you know what? I overstepped. I am sorry. I shouldn't have done that. Please forgive me. That's it. Done. You apologize.
Ho'oponopono.
You acknowledge it. Move on. What?
There you go.
Ho'oponopono.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And move
I
on.
Love you.
And that's it.
Please forgive me. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. That's it. And just leave it alone. And like Lawrence said, go. And the thing is, the guides want to say is like they're acknowledging your love for your daughter and that you did it out of love. And probably, you know, your need to be clean. But and by the way, I want you to come stay over my house, okay?
OCD.
Okay, 3 weeks. Yeah, and you can. And
oh,
I'm gonna buy
it was
you all
clean,
these
all right. You can imagine after 2 hours.
Yeah. Right. So the thing is, just you know, don't do it anymore. Maybe you get an apartment or you stay at a motel nearby.
Yeah, I'll do an Airbnb in the future for sure.
Yeah, and so that, you know, it's you respect each other and that this stuff just doesn't get in the way. And just, you know,
right.
let her know. I'm sorry that this got in the way. I really didn't want that, but sorry, I can't control my OCD. It just took over the best of me. And you have a clean drain. There you go. I'm sorry. So, and you know what? I think she'll appreciate that and just move on. Because, yeah, it doesn't feel like your daughter wants to stay there. Okay? That's what I'm getting.
Y'all have been precious. Thank you so, so much.
Wow.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Kate.
Yeah,
let us know how it goes.
Sure will. Thanks.
All right.
All right, Kate. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
You do the same.
Wow. All right. Here we go. All right. 913, step forward to the mic. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hello. My name is Lindsay, and I'm calling from Kansas.
Lindsay from Kansas?
Hi, Lindsay from Kansas.
Yes.
Is that
Hello.
Close to Florida?
I wish.
Yeah, I bet. Oh, wow. Where in Kansas
yes,
are you? Are you in
freezing.
My favorite city in Kansas, Lawrence, Kansas, or no?
I'm close to Lawrence.
Okay, that's good enough. All right, we'll take this call, Michael. Let's take this one.
Oh, wait, so
what can we do for you?
My question is, there are two men that I'm currently interested in, and I just wanted to know, out of the two, if there was one that I guess is better, a better option.
Can you get a dog instead?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Oh, I was just asking if you could get a dog instead.
I have a dog already, so.
Oh, well then, what's the issue? No, I'm just kidding. That's just me to me. I'm just teasing. All right, Michael, you want to go first? You want me to keep going first? Because I keep talking.
You can keep going first.
You're so generous.
Right?
Okay, can you divulge the names of these individuals or their initials or something so we can place
them?
Yeah,
I can do initials, K and J.
K and J?
Yeah.
They're kind of close together, K and J. Okay, so I want to know, like, sum up what you like about each of them in, like, one sentence for me. What do you like about K? What do you like about J? What are you attracted to, or what's like the best thing about them for you, or whatever? Go.
Oh, geez.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I will go with J first. He is very attractive. Like, he looks like freaking Prince Charming.
Oh,
and
okay.
He's very tall, and he's very stylish. I love that.
Yeah.
And then with Kay, he likes to travel a lot.
Yeah.
And he is adventurous.
Mm-hmm.
And he's more on the quiet side, and I kind of like that too.
I think all right, well, here's how I'm going to respond to that. Thank you for sharing that. That was helpful. yeah, well, you know, you got to think about it. So put it out there. It's, you know, it's a vulnerable thing. All our many millions of listeners. you know, Kay's a really kind person. And I have to say, what I get is, after what you've been going through, you really need some kindness in your life. Like, you need an overload, abundance of kindness. I don't think Jay is not kind by any means. You know, if I was your dad sitting there with you in adjacent Lawrence, Kansas, I would counsel my daughter and say, you know what? You need just a really sweet dude to really be there for you no matter what. And I get that the Jay guy has got some really fine points. And like I said, he's no slouch, and there's stuff about him that's really exciting and wonderful. But I want my daughter to have somebody who has her heart, you know, in his hands, really protected. And that's what I get from Kay. Like, he is completely comfortable putting your needs ahead of his, not in a, like, a martyr way or a sacrificing way, but if you should develop a longer-term relationship with him, I think you're going to find that his one of his best qualities is his ability to be completely unselfish. And I have to tell you, being a man, that's kind of rare, because most men are not like that. Not that they don't appear to be that way, or they try to be that way, but at the end of the day, most men are, at least to some extent, narcissists. And we could blame our mothers for that. We could blame our dads for that. We could blame, I don't know, Oprah Winfrey for that. I don't know. But at the end of the day, it's our responsibility to step outside of that. I just threw Oprah Winfrey in there for whatever reason. Don't come at me, Oprah Winfrey fans. I think we all need to work harder to be more kind and giving to our partners as men. I think you have a lot to learn from this person, Mr. K. I think you have a lot to teach Mr. J, but I think you've kind of done that already. So I know he's really blingy, and he's got some pizzazz that maybe Mr. K doesn't. But if you're ready for a more long-term lasting thing, the sense I get is K is the ticket to go with. You know, I don't think you're going to go wrong with Jay. I just think, you know, looking out for your long-term best interest, that's my take on it. And Michael may have a totally different take. So.
Okay. Thank
is that
you.
Helpful?
Yeah, and I like how you mentioned that I've been going through things, because I have lately, so.
Yeah. Yep. You know, spirits don't lie. So, I'm sorry to hear that, but it's over, so that's good. That's the best part.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So, Lindsay, when you were asking your question, one of the things I heard was you already know who you want, but it feels kind of like the sexy guy is the one you're attracted to, the bling, but it feels kind of like it's the other guy is like the better fit, the better feel.
Right.
But damn, I sure like the way this car looks.
Yes, that is exactly.
Right? I love this Maserati. But my Mercedes is nice. Right?
Right.
And so they're saying, like, Mr. Bling is good. Right on the outside, and he's nice. It doesn't mean he's nice, but the thing they kept showing me was for you, and it's kind of like you already knew that, and it's kind of like you need to go with your intuition and trust that, because sometimes we want that, the Maserati to work, and you're just, damn it, I am gonna make this thing work. I don't care. And it doesn't after a while, because then you find out you can't make the $3,000 payment. And then, then you need the $1,000 oil change, and it's just like, oh, yeah, this is too hard. This is not for me.
Right.
And that's what they're showing me. What do you think?
I mean, I think I would have to agree there. I mean, I think I am definitely just, like, way more attracted. And I will say, like, both of these people, they are people from my past. I have been involved with both of them. And now that I'm getting out of a relationship and they've both kind of have, like, resurfaced at the same time, and I'm just like, oh, crap. And I just... like, I know deep down I do know. So it's just, yeah. And then Jay, I mean, he was engaged for a while, and that fell through. And I think I know the reason why that fell through. So he's just probably not the better option.
Is there cheating? Is there cheating involved there?
With Jay's, when he was engaged, there was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I kind of get this is a thing.
Yeah, and it's very hard just to, like, I mean, I have to be honest, it's just so hard to resist the guy. It's so hard.
Hey, I get it. I get it. You know, when you see that nice thing there, that nice man, hello.
Yeah, and like when I tell you he's beautiful, I mean he's beautiful, and he's like 6'4".
Michael has the same problem. Okay. He has to beat guys off with his fit, so he can relate to you.
Oh my god!
From your lips to God's ears, Laura.
I mean,
I wish I had the problem.
I mean, you're not psychic to the stars for nothing, brother. So.
Exactly. But, yeah, I know. Well, you know what? You can drive it a few times, right? You can rent it. Drive it a few times. Have fun. And then you're like,
but
okay,
nothing
I drove you around. Yeah. But it doesn't feel like it's a good fit. And that's the thing. Trust your gut.
Yeah.
Go with your feeling. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I will do that. Is it okay? Can I ask another question? Is that okay or no?
Sure. Go ahead quickly.
Okay. So I'm just getting out of a relationship, and I wanted to know, I'm wanting to move, and I just wanted to know when you see that happening.
When that's going to happen? Is that what you said? I'm not getting to later on in the year. Maybe fall.
Really?
Around there.
Gosh. Okay.
Yeah. It feels like there's some things that are going to come up and you're thinking, okay, this is the time, but something, it doesn't feel like they fit right and they might fall through and it's just kind of like, okay, this isn't going to work. And for whatever reason. And again, thank you. They say it's kind of like, don't try to make that square peg fit in the round hole.
Okay. But like, it's just probably not the right time.
They're also saying to me, too, it's kind of like when things come to you, it's very serendipitous and things just kind of flow to you and fit in very easily. Do you understand that? Stay with that. The things that you have to work too hard to make work, resist. It's not going to work for a reason. Yeah.
Okay.
And so that things that comes and you think, okay, this is it. And then it's not, it's not lining up. It's not happening. Just take that as the answer. Okay. This is not working for a reason. Moving on. Thank you. Yeah. And then that thing that you need to do or the place that you need to move up will just flow right in and it will click.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, I guess, why didn't you move out when you had the chance? You had a window and then you didn't.
Did I?
That's what I'm getting.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know if I did. Like, it's just a very, just like, difficult situation.
Kind of toxic is what I get.
Yes, it's very toxic. And I rushed things completely with this relationship. And I moved to this different city for love. And it just didn't work out. And now I kind of gave up everything to be here. And I'm trying to get back to where I'm from. So it's just like, it's just been a mess. And I'm just so unhappy here.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. I think what's going to help you in terms of your timeline is to recruit somebody to almost be your agent, you know? I don't know about real estate agent, but something like that. Like somebody you know where it is you want to go back to can kind of be a path finder for you. Maybe that's a friend or a family member or somebody where you're wanting to go back. But I would have a conversation with them if you haven't already about your circumstances and about the urgency because you wanted to move yesterday and, get them to help you lock in a plan that feels good. And, you know, maybe it'll manifest by the time, you know, Michael talked about, or, you know, maybe if you recruit this ally, it might even happen a little sooner, but don't just do this on your own. It's kind of a humbling thing. It may feel like it's too vulnerable, but you need to ask for help with this. And not just do it yourself because you feel like it's a punishment or you have to or whatever's going on in your head that's making you think these things. Just get some help, and I think that'll make all the difference with somebody you trust. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, because I definitely I don't like asking for help or stuff like that because I feel like I don't want to feel like a charity.
Put her on the list, Michael. Put her on the list. Oh, my God. You have to ask for help. I know you don't like being vulnerable, but you can't do it all by yourself. We're not designed for that. So you better get used to this. You better start asking. This is a good test then. You absolutely better ask for help now because now we're going to watch you. So now you're on the list. Uh-oh.
Okay. I'll ask
for help.
Priscilla, Lindsay, don't hang up. Go ahead, finish. Lawrence, sorry.
No, I'm done. You got her.
So, Lindsay, one of the things that the guides were saying as you were talking about relocating to this city and you feel like you made a mistake and now you want to move, they're saying nothing is a mistake. And so they really want you to let go of this idea of you made a mistake by moving to this city and to look at this relationship that didn't work and ask yourself, what is my lesson here with this person, right? Everybody and everything that comes into our life is a lesson for something. And if we learn from that, that's where we move on, right? That's where the wisdom comes. And don't try to leave this. Don't rush from here. Just stay put. Because I get that you're here for a reason. This is not the only reason. This, your ex. So it feels like...
You mean like I'm here in the city for a reason?
Yeah. Something else is going to happen. Something will occur.
Oh, wow.
That's good. And it feels like there another relationship's going to come or another job or something like that. Something's coming. If we continue to have one viewpoint of this is a mistake, I should have never have come, blah, 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 whatever, right, the voice is that criticizes us and tells us, right, all the wrongs. If you silence that, just say, okay, be quiet. What's my lesson? What was my lesson with this, with X? And listen for that. And so I'm here, so I'm going to stay here for a little bit and enjoy the winter because I love winter. And I love fires in my fireplace. And, you know, try to figure out what it is, you know, why you're there.
Yeah.
And I kind of get it's probably a relationship and a job. And then after you give it some time, then you're like, okay, this totally sucks. It's already spring. I hate it still. Whatever. But allow yourself to relax into the space.
Okay.
Don't jump.
Okay. And I will say, like, something did come out of this relationship. I did have... my second daughter in September. So I think she was the reason why we got together, but it just didn't work. It's just not, it's not a healthy
COVID baby.
All right.
Good for you. Hey, are you physically active? Are you like a runner, a jogger, or dancer or something like that? Is that part of your daily thing or yoga or even or something or?
Yes, I'm actually really athletic. I like working out, and I used to be a gymnast, and like I cheered in high school and all that good stuff.
Good, good. Okay, have you used Arnica before? Do you know what that is?
No, I've never heard of it.
Okay, Arnica is your friend. You need to get some Arnica products on your person right away because you have some body stuff that needs to be tended to, supported, healed, and preventatively worked with. So I want you to look. Can you write this down somewhere so you remember?
Really? Arnica?
Yeah, for real. Yeah, Arnica. Okay. You ready?
Okay. Is that like bad stuff?
Is it like who, what? Is it like what?
Is it like bad stuff that I need to...
Bad? No.
Yeah, like
no,
with my body?
No, it's...
Arnica.
Oh, it's happening. No. No, it's just a friend. It's like a, you know, like, here's how I'll describe it. So there's different kinds of people that are like plants. So in my profession, because I'm also an herbalist, right? So people show up in my practice and be like, oh, you're a chamomile person, or you're an echinacea person, or you're a yarrow person. You're an arnica person. So you and arnica would really fit well together, like a hand in a glove. Because it's going to give you stuff that you really, really need to take advantage of. And physically active people, like Arnica is like to for so much. But I want you to look it up. It's spelled A-R-N-I-C-A. Yeah, A-R-N-I-C-A.
Oh,
Arnica.
I-C-A, so A-C-A. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Arnica.
All right, I'll look into it.
Yeah, and I want you to, you know, I don't know if you can promise or not, but you have to get some product with Arnica in it before the end of the month and start using it.
Do you ingest it, or are you just, like, topical?
No. You can ingest it if you have a heart attack, but otherwise, no. It's topical. It's a vasodilator, so it really brings blood to tissues, especially muscles and ligaments, soft tissue, stuff like that. It's like the best thing for athletes ever. You'll see why.
Okay.
You'll thank me later. Believe me, you'll be like, okay. Oh my God, why didn't I get this before? And I'll be like, well, hey, at least it showed up now. So
awesome.
You may not say
it
quite
you.
Like that, but that's what you'll think. Yeah. You're welcome.
All right. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate your time.
Lindsay. Sure. Welcome. Call us back and let us know how it goes, okay?
Yeah.
All righty. Bye.
Have fun.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Ciao for now.
Ciao for now, Brown Cow.
All right.
What?
Guess what time it is.
What? Do I hear
the I know.
Dude, what happened? Someone sucked all the time.
I know.
We're just getting started.
Very quickly. And then
I think we need to have a 3-hour blowout show. Just go for broke.
Well,
once
if we
a month.
Do, then we're charging admission.
Well,
wow.
I thought we aren't charging admission?
No, it's free. It's a free show.
What?
The free side show.
I thought.
Yep.
Where's all this money coming from that's being deposited into my account?
I don't know, and I don't want to know.
I don't either.
So
you don't want to know?
I want to thank no, I don't. Please don't help me. I want to thank everybody for calling in to the Psychic Funhouse. We're here every Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific time, and I want to thank my lovely co-host, Mr. Lawrence Birch. Mr. Birch, how can people get a hold of you if they want to use your services?
Yeah. Well, they can call or text me during regular business hours, Pacific Coast time, 541-344-7534. You can email me at givingtree@earthlink.net. Check out my Facebook page, Giving Tree Farm Herbs, and my ancient website, givingtreefarm.com. Mr. Espinoza, I know you are still accepting A-listers into your practice, your healing arts. And so
yeah,
if there's any A-listers out there that are in between, movies or appearances, how do they get in touch with you, Psychic to the Stars?
You can go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com, and get a hold of me there. I can book a session. Yeah.
Nice.
So again, be sure to follow us on Blog Talk Radio. You can download our podcast from here. Amazon, Apple, Spotify, and Google podcast platforms. So thank you for listening. We appreciate
and
all
Michael,
of you. And,
Michael?
Yes?
Michael? So you may have a show, a special brunch show this Sunday, but you're not sure yet? You're still in discussion with production?
Yes.
Okay.
And we also have a show coming up. You have a show coming up Monday.
That's right, I do. Yes. Birch on Herbs, Monday, 6 p.m. to 7. We're going to talk about herbal remedies and approaches for long COVID, as well as some other related stuff. So be there or, cry for missing the live show, because I will take calls. But, yeah. Let's do this.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, sir. Thanks.
So thank you,
again.
Everybody, for tuning in.
Yeah. Thank you, my co-host.
Thank you. We appreciate all of you for listening.
Thank you.
Have a good night and a great weekend. Goodbye.
Bye for now.
Bye.